Hello there. Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to the Make We Converse podcast with Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright.
What's up, everybody? This is your favorite podcast, Make We Converse podcast. Yes, my name is Iyare. I'm your regular, one of the co-hosts of this podcast. I have my handsome bubbles in the building. I have Iron Man in the building, all the way in the Atlantic. I also have Ayo Wright, the yarn spinner, the famous yarn spinner in the building. Guys, let's hear from you guys. Iron Man, how are you doing today? Hope you are good. Welcome. Hope you are okay. How are you doing, bro?
I'm good. I'm fine. It's wonderful to be back on the podcast again. Yeah, life has been lifing, but in all ways, we're thankful and glad to be here. Let's get it on.
Nice one, nice one. Bro, this is one of those 90s radios where they do like, say, we. Anyways, I have my main man, the opera of this podcast, the first son. And our you know those first song we did, we carry first for school, though. Are you alright? How far?
not be only Akpara, nah, Akpara. How far, guys? It's good to be back. How are you? How is everything going?
I'm pretty much good. What can I say? Basically, like, I'm a stoic. I basically pain and pleasure. We take it as we go, right? I just want, like, for me, like, life has been very good. I won't say life has been any other way. Life has been good. Teaching moment, lots of teaching moments, and lots of things to look back on and understand it, and lots of understanding the puzzle, right? You know, like, yeah, just like every day is like a puzzle. You know, you have a big puzzle, like, you're laying out on the table, so every day is like a puzzle. So, and it's getting clearer and clearer, the pictures and everything. Yeah, and with a goal in mind. How about you, Ayo Wright? How's it been for you, bro? How's life been?
Man, life has been lifing. You know, it's same old adulting. You know, being shocked by the realities of adulting and keeping it moving after being shocked. It's like, you know that it's, you know how it can be when you realize adulting is really, really crazy. Oh, wow, I didn't know it was this crazy. But then again, you just quickly adjust to the craziness of adulting and you move, rinse and repeat, so to speak. You know, work, trying to juggle friendships, trying to maintain relationships as well too. You know, in the midst of the craziness, just trying to strike that balance. You know, I think I've learned, or I'm learning, that it doesn't get less busy. Unfortunately, you know, now there's this thing that we normally say, life no hard or something. Now you won't make them or something. So, you know, to be successful, no hard. I mean, you won't make them. I don't know if that makes any sense, but the point is, we have to put in the work regardless. So it's just a case where embrace the realities of, you know, the busyness of life and just, you know, go with the flow, basically.
But yeah. Go with the flow. Like, keep grinding. No white flags. One of my favorite songs, from my favorite group, SDC. No white flags. Every day you have to keep going. No surrender to the end, right? Iron Man, yes, do you share those kind of sentiments? Iron Man shares about adulthood and adulthood being like a whole struggle, trying to maintain friendship and relationships. Do you struggle to, like, maintain relationships? Like, right now, I feel like for me, where I stand is like, I don't really put so much effort in trying to keep, like, relationships. Sounds really bad to say this, but, like, I feel like overwhelmed with love things, that even the energy to try and keep relationships, you understand, it's kind of like I'm losing that energy. I don't know how you feel about that, bro.
I don't even know where to start from. I think, yes, I do share the sentiment, but at the same time, I keep making effort. The easiest thing to do is to fall under the category of, like, giving excuses. You just have to keep trying. That's number one thing in adulting, right? You never just stop. If you stop, then you lose the momentum that you have gained over time. So just try to keep it up as much as you can. Try to just do what you can. Just do what you can, basically. No, nothing will if you do pass with you if you do.
I did tell you, like, quote from Iron Man, not even if you do pass with you if you do.
That's a gem right there.
That's a gem
Not
right
to agree with you.
there.
That's a gem right there, man.
Yeah.
Nice one.
So like basically like Make a Converse podcast, we are going to our 5th year right now, and we have a couple of episodes, we have some bangers, we have like a local audience made up of our friends, well wishers, and mentees and mentors that we look up to in the game, podcasting, spiritual life, career wise. Like we've had people who are our bosses listening to the podcast. We've had our grannies listening to the podcast. We've had our colleagues, friends, well wishers, even those that are stalkers, our stalkers listening to the podcast. And we've tried, myself and I, right, and just recently Iron Man joining us, we've tried to like sling this whole rope, even though we kind of are far away from each other, like miles, some of us hours away, some of us hours away. We've tried to sling this podcast despite our schedule, adulting, and what's going on. And to be honest, we've fallen short severally. Like we've been inconsistent in dropping episodes, and we're hoping that when we get to a space of where we are more flexible, we have more time on our hand, we can now be very more consistent. However, we still appreciate those of you that are the one guys that are still following us up to now. We've had a lot of people who like have become friends just because they listen to the podcast, and we just need an apology to the inconsistency, right? I don't know what you guys have to say about it, Iron Man. What do you feel about the whole our the consistency of Make Converse podcast?
Me, I don't have much to say. I just think definitely you are correct. I take responsibility too as a new member. I should have brought more ginger, much more activation energy into the system. But we're figuring it out. We're figuring it out. That's what I'm going to say. And definitely we'll keep getting better. The fact that it's 5 years and the dream hasn't died yet means that there's a possibility of
What's going
achieving.
on here, man? This guy is bringing so much drama.
I swear, I love that rhyme. The fact that it's 5 years and the dream hasn't died yet. Last go buy biscuits to digest. Nice, nice one, nice one, nice
Nice
one.
one, bro. Nice one, nice one. I'm motivated, man. Like, honestly, like,
No.
yeah, it's a thing of perspective, right? Like, we are
Yes.
complaining that we have not really done so much, but however, the dream hasn't died yet. Like, a lot of people podcasts are looking forward to it, right? But
Yeah.
yeah, so nice one, Iron Man. I really feel motivated by that. Yeah, Ginger. But all right, you are the co-host in this whole program. Me and you are the chief. We are the chief of this whole gig. What do you have to say about our inconsistencies so far as a podcast?
I think our listener can understand actually that it has been a transitional crisis phase, so to speak, over the past 1 year, in and out here and there, and it's also beautiful as well too, for those of our listeners that have stuck by us all through. They would also observe, when we started, the changes that have occurred, for all parties involved, the growth as well too. It's like them just being part of the journey, really, right? So the same way they were with us when we're, delivering every week, every 2 weeks, it's the same way they've still been with us whenever we drop an episode. So it's just putting it back to us that we need to give these people that have, stood by us in the trying and the good times, to give them, quality stuff consistently, right? And it's a struggle. It's an ongoing struggle, as we said, as we have all admitted, the realities of adulting and having to juggle between different things at the same time and all of that. My weekends, sometimes any small space where I sleep, I just want to sleep. So it's mad. As in, and you can relate to that. Any small space like this where I see, make I just sleep. Make I just, you know, catch small nap. So it's crazy, man. But yeah, do what we have to do, man.
Driving the other day, I was just so tired. I was alert, but I was still so tired. I just parked the motor. I just reclined the seat for like 30 minutes. Just sleep first. Just
Bro,
sleep.
and you see that, and you see that 30 minutes, if you be like 4 hours sleep, the work we could do for your body, that's the crazy thing. Like it's mad now, because I remember those days when, wow, I can't believe I'm saying this, but those days when we were younger, and you know, we had, it's crazy when we were younger, wow. Wild. You know, we see older people, and you know, we're not like, we didn't really appreciate their effort in trying to balance everything, and you know, our parents or our uncles or aunties being there for us. Like, but now being in their shoes, man, I'm like, how did they do it, right? I think it's
It's
crazier
mental,
for us
bro.
now,
It's
though.
mental.
Well, you know, it is what it is. So yeah, any small space where we see like this, we just use and rest. So it's just, it now takes more efforts to now convert our resting time, taking some of it to also still, you know, fulfill this purpose, because there's a purpose here. And you know, pray that we continue to do what we have to do to get it out,
Amen.
regardless.
Amen.
Yeah, guys. So that's round table discussion. Basically, just to apologize for all the listeners who are stuck by us, who know the whole process, who have the inside gist on how and how we release podcasts and everything. And yeah, this is like a sincere apology for the inconsistencies that has happened over the past few months. And we hope that we could deliver our podcast regularly as well. And also, maybe you guys are also part of it too. Let us even go to you, the listener. Maybe if you were giving us feedback regularly, sending us mail, yeah, maybe we might have been motivated enough, but not to put the blame on you. We take
No,
responsibility.
I'm not going to take the route that the ERA is on its own in that road that it's going to. My own route is that I apologetically want to tell you that you should also share to other people so that they can listen to
Exactly.
the
No,
other episodes,
I think but yeah. Go
so
ahead.
that they can apologetically understand where we're coming from, so all of us can apologize to ourselves all together, and we can become a bigger apologetic family and love ourselves together unapologetically. Thank you so much.
Become apologetics, yeah. Yeah, that's basically it, chat. But honestly, we really love your feedbacks. Like, I used to make fun of iRights back in the days. iRight always used to scream for feedback, 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 feedback. Honestly, I really love to get feedback from you, our listeners. Talk to us and tell us how it's been, stories and everything. I know, like, with this whole short attention span thing that we are dealing with right now in the world right now, it may be difficult to like get feedbacks from, but I think a lot of people who are very loyal fans or who are very loyal friends of the podcast can also just give us feedbacks. Depending on how you reach out to us, it could be through Iron Man or the podcast handle itself on Instagram. You could also reach out to us and just give us a feedback. Hey guys, if it's just one liner, I listen to the podcast, I really like what you guys said, no problems. And we know that, okay, yes, that okay, every time we put the podcast out, we get someone that's gonna like talk to us, so we don't just know we're just talking to ourselves. First of all, the podcast is actually very therapeutic for each and every one of us on the podcast right now. However, we would love to get and hear from you, our listeners. All right, so that's about it for the apology from us, the Make Converse crew. We have some couple of topics to talk about on the podcast today. But first of all, let me ask Ira. Ira, have you ever done good for someone that was misconstrued to have evil intentions, or intentions otherwise, not just evil intentions? Like, have you ever gone out to do something good for some people or a group of persons or a body, but it was thought to be have an ulterior motive?
Yeah, so to answer that question, I think the story that comes to mind, I hope it's accurate enough for the question, but anyway, the question is, as my good in the past, have I been in a situation whereby my good was misconstrued for bad? Yes. So this was in GSS one, a high school, secondary school. Then, and what usually happens then was after once you are done with exams, right? People are like having a lot of free periods where they're just chilled. Everybody's, classes are usually noisy because people are playing table soccer or people are gisting, in the classrooms and stuff. So I was in GSS one, why? And it was downstairs. So some other classes were still having some serious things, even though exams were done. So what happened was my class, there was a lot of noise and playing table soccer around my table side. So across the other side of the class was a friend of mine. I can call his name. I don't have an issue. Chico. Chico was doing something crazy then where he would leave his seat and come to our seat and try to scatter the game that was ongoing, right, while we're making noise. So he was doing that a couple of times that day. So one of the times, because of the noise, a teacher that was having a class upstairs, home economics class upstairs, she came downstairs and to our class to sort of caution us and tell us that we should not make noise again, that noise is too much and it's getting to our class upstairs, and that if she makes noise again, that if we make noise again, that she's going to have to come downstairs, that we should not let her come back again, right? So please focus on the come back again. Because I'm going to pick that word or that sentence or that phrase back. So she goes back upstairs, and then what happens? We continue the noise, as small children that we are, we want to make noise. While that's ongoing, table soccer game is still going on around my side. Chico comes back again, right? Disturbing the peace as if it's ludicrous. Anyway, what now happens is for some reason, so because the woman has come from trying to do our class some good so that we will not enter trouble. So this is the part where the motive is good. I'm trying to ensure that we are good, we're not in a bad place, and also we're good with her. So I yelled, right? Because Chico was disturbing, so he was trying to go back, get back and forth. And I shouted, I said, Chico, and I paused. So this few seconds I paused afterwards, and I said, don't come back here, or don't come back again. The moment I said that, I saw the home economics teacher at the veranda, so we could see people coming. So I saw her coming. So apparently she was already coming downstairs again because we were making noise. But she didn't hear the Chico. So she entered inside and I was like, who is that person that said, don't come back here again? And everybody was like, ah, da, 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 da. Nobody wanted to point. I'm like, my, it was me. I said, come outside.
Anyway.
I'm like, okay. So I was trying to explain. She dragged me outside and she was like, okay, so we're now she dragged me outside to the veranda where people can see what was going on. So I was just trying to explain to her, my man, this was what happened. There's a guy that was playing, coming to disturb our game and everything. And I just want to explain like this why I'm just landing on hot slap where people they see. Ah, okay, this can't even
Yeah,
that
some
was
truck,
not
man.
Now, that was not all. She now took me upstairs to the class that she was teaching, and she told me to stay in the store of that class and do this punishment that they call stood down, where you bend in a in an angle with your left leg up, your right hand touching the floor. So I was in tears. So imagine where you are sweating, you are in tears, and you are seeing drops. You are seeing, what that is, tears that is dropping, what that is, sweat that is dropping, and doing stood down. So yeah, that for me was the most misconstruing moment ever in my life, where I was trying to do the our class a good, ensuring that we don't get punished, and I ended up taking one for the class because I was what I said was misconstrued. If only she had heard Chico, the part where I said Chico, life would have been better at that point. But yeah, that's my own story. Maybe you wanted something deeper than that, but that's what I can remember.
I think you shared that this on episode of the podcast before. I remember this Chico story. I remember the home
Oh, you
economics
remember?
slap. And
Yeah.
just like me and you, both of us have been slapped by home economics teacher. I think mine was economics, not even home economics. Ha, she won't slap. That was the first time somebody slapped me with a ring on your finger. Like, I
Man.
felt it was different. You know, when somebody slaps you and there's a ring on their finger, it leaves
Yeah,
a
it
very,
rings.
yeah,
Yeah, it
it's
rings. Yeah, it rings. Yeah.
it does actually, it rings.
It rings. Yeah.
Before I move on, so let me Ironman, can you share with us like I was actually thinking I got to tell us something has to do with like our female sisters, like our sisters then.
Bro, I don't to share woman stories for this pod. Come on,
You
I have other stories, man. Come on, bro. Come on, come on.
exist what are the female being,
Come
right? There's more to you
on.
than
There's more
women,
to me than the
right?
women, you know. Come on.
So I am like, share with us, like, has there been any time where you were doing something for good and you actually like people had thought you had like evil intentions, like contrary to what you actually meant?
I can't, no story comes to mind particularly, but those are regular events, definitely. I don't even know which one to even remember, Seth. That's the problem. To even remember which the one to give as an example is the problem. I don't have a particular story, but I feel like that one is something that a lot of people can relate to, which is so painful. And I wish we were better as a people are just understanding or giving that buffer to just communicate better and say, okay, let me even hear the nonsense that wants to come out of your mouth first before you understand. That would have created a whole lot of difference, but still, I don't have a story right now. I'm trying to rack my brain. I'm like, is there one? Is there one? No, but I can't remember one. But if I ever remember a story like that, definitely I'll keep it for you guys. I just realized now that I don't think I've ever even shared any story particular to myself.
You know,
But
secretive man, I fear Interpol. Whether Interpol they watch you now, they are afraid.
no, I
Say,
love the mystery. I love the mystery.
okay, you love the mystery. The mystery are crazy. On this podcast, you open up. That's your this the way the chambers of your experience where you no one share. You go still open up. For me, I can't really like point to one. When I pointed to one, I actually had evil intentions. I won't even lie. There's one I wanted to share, but I realized that I actually had evil intention and involved with So for me, I think there was a time where I went to back in school then. We used to have like night classes, go to school, go to classes to read. So I remember going to this department called education department. Those of I went to Union Bay, we know Faculty of Education. And because of the kind of course I did, usually our exams usually ran into like months after the like weeks after the main courses exam people have gone. So a lot of students have gone and left school. So I basically like we're the only ones in around, medical students, optometry, we're just the ones that are around. So and school is very, very lonely and it's quiet. Night class that used to be very packed to people are very, very few. In fact, even the staff and management of the non-teaching staff begin to shut down because the light system or the electricity system in the school begins to become dilapidated because there is not enough manpower on ground. So then you now have issues of where to read, how to read, and what you need to use to read. So I remember going to night class to read one day. I think I had a course the next day and I was alone. My friends didn't join me. I was just reading on my own. And it's this babe that time. I'm married now. Hello, guys. Please, this is a disclaimer. I'm a married man, faithful married man, to glory of God. Yeah,
Master
so
faithful, you
so there was this babe
know.
that year that I was when you're in school now, you notice everybody, like not the same as a guy, a single guy, you notice everybody. So I had seen her from afar. I knew okay, this girl, I knew what she is, I knew
Don't put us
I
in your category. Oh. Nobody, everybody. I came to school to read. Don't.
Hey, Marvin, I mean, spoiled. No worry, now.
Exactly.
I'll take the shot. Don't worry. So I was reading, and I noticed that she came in, and she looks like a damsel in distress. You know me now, Superman. Wear your cape, Clark Kent. Is it Clark Kent? That'll be Clark Kent. I quickly put on my Superman. I was like, "Hey, is there any problem?" And she was like, "That she's trying to call her friend, that she can't find her friend, that she's looking for her friend, and the room, like the most of the classes were dark. That she's like, ah, like if I don't know, like do I have phone credit?" I said, "Oh, I don't have phone credit though, but I can walk you down to there's a place called June 12. It's like a mini mart. I can walk you down there and get credit for you. Don't worry." So I escort her to walk her down and stand. So on our way back, I think I kind of asked her a question or something like that, and the way she just feel like went ballistic and she was like, "Now you guys, you can't just even help somebody without even having or showing any interest." I had intentions though, let me not lie, I had intentions, but I had not made a move yet. It was just being good. I was just being a good guy, sharing my goodness to people around the world. And she went ballistic and everything. I was like, she just misread my intentions and everything. And since then, there are many occasions that when it comes to like relationship with the opposite sex or even people of the same sex, whereby for less mostly opposite sex makes it like when you are being courteous and being nice, and the person may mistake you for flirtatious conversations, right?
In fact, sorry, so sorry. In fact, let me share.
I fucked the beer. Let me
That one,
share
that one, you are going into Yari. That's uncharted waters that
Hold
you are
on, you
going
Iron
into.
Man. We are coming back to you. But let Iron Man tell. Let Iron Man share his story. Yeah.
So no, it's not even a story. It's not happened recently. It's even, it's a bit personal. It's not personal, but I'll still share it. I don't. So I was somewhere. I was somewhere. Just like to just add to the whole conversation of how one can easily one what one internet could have been misconstrued or interpreted as something else. So I was somewhere, I think last week or weeks ago, yeah, recently, Sham, and I was about to enter a bus, right? And I saw somebody initially when I saw the face, I'm like, I know this face somewhere. You know, when your mind is like trying to tell you that, oh,
Yeah.
this person, I know this person, but you just don't know. So I saw the person. Later on, I was trying to look at the person. I saw that, okay, she was also looking at me as if she knew me
She remember you
somewhere,
for
but she
somewhere,
didn't
yeah.
know as well. And I saw, so there was that whole, but it wasn't like too much looking or, you know, weird, freaky looking or whatever. I just observing. I know this face somewhere. I know this face somewhere. Later on, we're both waiting for the bus to be filled up. Later on, I think a guy shows up who happens to be a man because he was
Uh-oh.
all touchy, touchy and everything.
Marking territory
So.
like a dog. He's trying to
You get
mark territory.
the alpha. So, but I was still like, okay, I was still like in my head trying to, you know, link where I know her from. It was later on, no, Yari, this isn't fun because it relates to you, right? But later on, I realized that this lady, I had to go to a WhatsApp group. So I now realized that this lady was actually one of your wife's bridesmaids. You didn't see
Oh,
that coming. Right, you didn't see it coming. Right, exactly. So I had to go to the WhatsApp group that had like, you know, all of us and everything, and you know, check the pictures and like, oh yeah, this now this baby this. So by this point, right, I was like, okay, do I walk up to her later on during the journey, or do I just meet her right now and say, oh, I know you, are you so and so from so and so? But then again, I'm like, her boyfriend is there. I don't want to chop blue. He looked like he was much more built than me. I'm like, would you think I'm trying to raise this babe up and say, oh, do I
yeah.
know you from somewhere? So I was like, caught in between. Should I say hi? Should I not say hi? I don't want to be misconstrued. I don't want this guy to think I'm hitting on her. I don't want her to think I'm hitting on her or
But
something.
why do we
Longer,
always
longer.
do that to ourselves, though? Why do we do
I
that? That's the one
don't.
thing.
I don't know. I guess it's maybe it's experience. Maybe it's PTSD. Long and short, I did not say hi to her. I just left the bus when we all got to our destination, just because I didn't want any stories at all. If I see her again on the road when she's alone and I don't have to worry about anything, I will say hi. I don't know. So yeah, I just thought to add that to the conversation.
That's funny because you didn't have any bad intentions. All you always was say hi, right? But you didn't want the person that she was with to have
Yeah,
like
to have like weird
weird
thoughts.
thoughts. Yeah, like I respect that honestly. Like honestly to me, I respect that, like, yeah. But funny story is that she might also remember you and she might be mad that you don't remember her. It's just a weird cycle how it is like. I am one. Are you ready to talk now? Are you ready to spill it out?
There's no spilling out. It's just the fact that it happens to me a lot. That one happens to me of like just being nice to somebody and eventually the person will be thinking that I was trying to make a move. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things that happened to me probably a year and a half ago or 2 years. Person was thinking that, oh yeah, I was gonna ask her out and I'm like, from where? How? To where?
Yeah.
Where? Right? And it's just, and I was, I was just remind going through all the conversations that where in this whole conversation did I say, or did I insinuate that I have interest in you? But sometimes it's not you, it's not you, it's not me, it's you. So, it's just one of those things. But we do that to ourselves a lot of times. Do you know how many opportunities you would have missed, or we have missed because of the hesitation that we see somebody like that recognize and wear. Me, I don't do that anymore to myself now. If I'm catching myself hesitating, I'll go and ask. I'd rather the person, there's no shame. After all, it's Jesus I serve. He will take the shame on my behalf. And so I'll just be like, hey, sorry, oh, bros, where don't sir? Oh, please, I'll stand at a little bit of a distance. So in case the blue won't reach me, my first effort. So,
I did. I love that.
yeah. Right, but I'll just say sorry. You look so familiar. The way I was looking, and I'm like, maybe we've been in a group somewhere before. Hope you're good. I just wanted to say hi. Simple. I would at least drop down one first. So in case you want to have any other ulterior motive, where the guy won't punch me. You say, yeah, she doesn't know you. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a good
Boss.
day.
Apologies.
My apologies.
I actually like can relate to that. I remember back in school, this was in high school. One guy just walked up to me and I was like, hi Yari, can I talk to you? I'm like, okay, I've been noticing I'm moving close to this person and I don't like it, please, I want you to stay. I'm like, what? In high school, are we doing this in high school? Are we doing boyfriend girlfriend lovers thing in high school? I didn't even know. I didn't. I had no clue. I had no that I was even moving in that direction. Mind you, this was Yari in high school. This was pre. This is my caveman era. So I never expected that somebody would think that I was a threat to his relationship. Yeah, but people can misjudge good thingy, like doing good. And like I've been, let's be honest, like in most times, to be honest, in the church, right? A lot of things happen like in church because it's a social gathering. Also at work too, like being nice, being very courteous, being entertaining, having a listening ear can all be mistaken or mistook to have like romantic gestures or romantic undertones. And a lot of people are actually like find themselves in like in a trap, yeah, and they don't know when to stop. And yeah, we just why I brought it up was because right now the politician, there's a politician that we all love. He goes by the name Mr. Peter Obi. He went into the north. He has a project he's running in the north where he's creating pipe bomb water for a lot of communities like don't have water, which are very predominant in the north. So because it had a conversation, like a strong conversation, people were like, no matter how many boreholes he digs in the north, they won't vote for him and everything. And I'm like, bro, like, did you even see how, like, so I just got to be confused. Like, okay, they're right. Okay, maybe we all know, yes, it's politics here, but the man may have good intentions, right? Maybe the political part would be him publicizing it, but he may have been doing these things low key. But him publicizing it now is what's making people feel like, okay, there's an ulterior motive behind this. That if he was not even running for presidency, will he do these gestures? And the people are like, he has also come out to say that he does a lot of these kind of gestures. He goes around doing those kind of giving this and giving that. But now that he's in politics, he's trying to put it out there to win more friends. And I feel like when we do good, like most times, some people kind of push us back in doing good because they feel that there's an undertow, like why am I being this person? Why are you greeting me this morning? Okay, why are you being friendly? There's an intention that you want to do something. And I just wish we should just talk about it. Like, and I don't know if you guys, any of you guys saw the whole tweets about the, first of all, like, oh my God, I saw pictures of the north and how where people are, animals are drinking or having pooping, as they say. People are drinking water around there, and it broke my heart, honestly. I couldn't even look at those pictures. I don't remember if I saw those pictures on social media.
No, I mean, I didn't see the pictures on
Are you
social.
off social media? Are you right?
I'm in and out of social media. Especially Twitter, actually. Sometimes I just leave it for some days. Because
Okay.
there's always so many things on Twitter. What you want to see and what you don't want to see. So
My
yeah. But I think
brother, my brother.
you can relate. So so I think what I can say concerning that, generally speaking, not just in particular to Peter Obi, is I think as Nigerians, there's this whole defensive, we have like an automatic defensive mechanism, right, in us. It's the same reason why I think when you're trying to get somewhere or you want to ask a stranger a question in Nigeria, the first thing you say by default, or Lagos, let me say Lagos, is
He's
sorry,
sorry,
please.
yeah.
Sorry, please don't be angry because you are believe that you are already defending yourself. That please, I'm not trying to harm you. I'm not trying to disturb you or stress you. But sorry, please, can you do so and so and so? At the same time, too, there's this saying. I say it in Yoruba now. I'll translate. It say Ijawa, always guiding. One of my favorite quotes simply means fight day, fight no day, always guiding. Like just in case anybody won't mess up, you don't give them one or two. Give them. You don't reset. Reset down to default settings, you know. But it's sad that that is how, it has turned even for maybe someone like Peter Obi that has, instead for Peter Obi, there's no how you will not relate it to politics. I'm sorry, I'm a fan of his, but there's no how you not relate it to politics because you know him from politics, right? You know him
Yeah, there are some
from
automatic positions you're in. It will just be difficult for you to. There's no ally you want to shalay. Every evidence you want to
exactly.
bring, it will not work because they will always believe that you just. It's not true, right? So, if you have a certain image, a public image previously before those events, then it's just and there's nothing you can really do. Some positions are just very, very tricky, like a pastor trying to go to a club. Or he's going to, or it's passing, or it's something just happened, and the pastor is just coming up and say, "Hey, I knew it." It's like, what do you want to explain?
All these fake pastors. Sure, you guess. I mean, that's. I think that's a good way to summarize the whole thing, Iron Man. Because it all depends on the position you hold. Sometimes, right? If you hold certain positions, there's no how people would want to give an extra eye or scrutinize. Even though we know that the North obviously has an agenda against Peter Obi. From what I know of, right, judging by how the campaigns went and everything. So it's I don't know if it's something that we can overcome or we can unlearn, right? But it's just it's a defensive mechanism. It's one of the ways we try to stay safe, so to speak. It's almost like applying into relationships as well too. It's almost like how, you know, they say expect disappointment so that you're not disappointed, so to speak, right? The idea basically is applying to relationships and friendships. You know, people get defensive and they try to protect. So in a way, the why it would be hard to overcome that mindset, Yari, is because it comes from a place of self-protection. It comes from a place of defensive mechanism, right? People would naturally want to defend themselves first before they can allow themselves to be vulnerable, you know. So I think that's my two cents concerning that angle. Yari,
I
okay,
will add
Iron Man.
one more thing to it before Yari comes back on because a lot of the times we just need to show more empathy, right? A lot of people were just uptight, and it's not only Ijawa or Ijawusi. I think it's a general world phenomenon. Everybody has a certain perspective. Stereotypes are in play. Too
Yeah,
many
true.
things, like the dynamics are just. You see a black guy wearing a black hoodie, you already have a certain sentiment towards him. It's everywhere, everywhere. Like you hear a guy with a fresh accent, you already have something in your head. It's just everywhere how you want to. We need to just
Yeah,
unlearn some of those things.
it's I think it's also a, sorry to cut, it's also it's saying the whole, I don't know if you heard this saying paraphrasing on that, the history sometimes predicts the future, so to speak. So the history of black men wearing hoodies, people, there are different scenarios where people that had such encounters were robbed or something. So, or maybe it's even that person in that particular. So anyway, you can't blame. So there are some of these behaviors or some of these behavioral flaws or stereotypes that are influenced by our own personal experiences. So it's like, ah,
100%.
this one happened before, you know. I must not let it happen
100%.
again. You know, this
100%.
babe chopped my this this guy chopped my eye before. I must not let it happen
100%.
again. Before, you know, the long and short is we all have trust issues. That's just it. Everybody has trust
Yeah,
issues in
but
life.
I'm not even treating the one of those personal experiences. I'm treating the one of the shared experiences. Like the way we're sharing stories now, some people might take that and use that as their own compass. Or their own life compass. Like, and those are those are how stories have been passed from generation to generation, some stories, and some people, that's their own belief, but they don't have a basis for it, except I was told this, right? So that's what I'm saying. There needs to be more empathy. Of course, personal experiences is difficult to handle. If you are, if, like, for instance, if somebody wearing a anonymous mask slap me tomorrow morning, I will, if I see anonymous mask, I'll be shouting PTSD shouts, right?
Of
So,
course, PTSD
right.
shots. Wow, I didn't know there was a thing called PTSD shots, but okay, fair enough.
Right. So all these things, we just need to have more empathy towards each other and be careful how, take the stories with a grain of salt and say, okay, I've heard this story before, but we shouldn't use that as our moral compass.
See, man, having intelligent conversations. Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
You
Man,
are a mentor, sir.
these
We
are
everything you are
these
doing
are
is from you.
missile mentor. Mentor care. Anyway, Esther Brooke. Esther Hammer. Esther Blish. Esther
I
Brooke.
think
Esther
it's so nice that
Sigler.
it's a good segue into how stereotypes are formed. People believe that fair girls will always be like they are more beautiful, and it's a
Hold on,
lie.
Iron Man. Before we even go to this whole colorism and this thing, because I have my own take, I
Okay.
want to understand the is not wordplay that is going on here. That Esther Brooke, Esther Simoni, Esther Blish,
And now that's it
Esther
now.
Blish
Oh, it's
meaning.
wordplay now. It's wordplay.
And now, of course,
100%.
now.
But
Oh,
hold
you didn't
on,
know before,
wait, hold
yeah.
on, hold on, hold on.
It's a double entendre actually, because it means that
Is
the girl
it?
became established
Yes,
and it
now, and
does, she
also
also
it has.
bleached her skin.
Yes,
For
now.
real.
Is that what it
Yes, now.
means?
Yeah, there's yes now. There's one that Domini, I think Yari knows him, told me yesterday that he said now. He said Paul Brook, Paul Simony, Paul Blish as per now he's now published. Boy,
Okay.
Paul Blish, you understand?
At the same
It's
time,
really
he's bleached.
at the same time, so it's like so he said Esther Brook, Esther Simony, Esther Blish.
So
So
exactly a
it's
double
like Esther Blish,
entendre.
but also yeah, basically. So
Double
now
entendre,
before
yeah.
you were broke. Now you have now you are now established, so to speak. It's crazy, man.
Cause
Trends are
I
mad.
really didn't understand the whole back and forth. And one somebody commented to say that people in a lot of women in Nigeria are suffering because of colorism and everything. I get that. Well, let me guys ask you that. Do you think it exists? Cause honestly, I'm really I used to really like admire the blacks, the dark skinned sisters. I really appreciate them. First of all, I appreciate everybody all shape and sizes. Yeah, but I used to really like fancy the dark sister. Even though God told me that I was not going to get married a dark person, yeah, and I knew about that.
I
But
love the
however,
disclaimer. If I hear, so you know, put disclaimer. If I just hear,
no, I have
you
to go
don't
to
shall
yeah.
for house.
I
You
have
shall
to
lie
go.
for
I have
house
to.
and
No,
for blood.
Like I like you know me now. But like let me not go. Let's not go there. However, like what I'm saying now is that the dark skin like sisters, like do you guys from your own perspective think that in Nigeria people with dark skin are looked down upon, especially our sisters? Are they really looked down upon? Like do. Like in terms of even getting roles or getting like, what do you guys think? Iron Man, let's start with you first.
100%, 100%. How do I even start from the media? Not even. Let's not start with social media, but just the media in general, advertising, whatever, however interface you want to do it. There has been a certain notion. Some of these brands, I'm not even talking of Nigeria alone. I'm talking of globally. They've set a certain narrative. They want to sell Lamborghini. Is woman that is driving. What's my business with auntie that is driving Lamborghini? Do you understand? So there has been some certain perspective that has shifted. Instagram and a lot of all these makeup companies have also not helped in some of this in trying to give much more identity to a lot of women. They've somehow reverse the message instead of trying to make it a very pure message. The thing has just everything just shall mix up somewhere along the line, right? But is there colorism? 100%. People of there's always been this notion of preference, and as a matter of fact, because of that notion, I myself wanted to do a personal experiment, right? I was like, okay, I'm going to date a fair girl and I'm also going to date a black girl. Like, what's the actual difference? And I noticed that every human being is the same.
Oh
It's true, I mean, because every human being is the same. It's just the environment and everything that builds them is what makes them different, right? So for me, a lot of people believe that if you are fair, you are beautiful. I've actually seen some people that God really created that are fair. Let's just leave it at that, right? So make everybody choose their own.
Yeah.
But
Nice one, Ayo, man. I really like the way you broke it down. But Ayo, right, what do you really feel about this whole like they feel victimized, like people of darker skin complexion are more victimized. What do you feel about it, like, as we try to end the podcast today?
yeah, so I think, both of you have actually said what I have in mind, but just to add to it doesn't just affect the ladies as well too, right? Yes, colorism is very much alive, in the affairs of things in life or in Nigeria in particular. The fact that kind of trended initially from the point where most people that were posting their videos were posting from when they were dark and now they're lighter skinned or things like that. I think, I don't know. Sometimes being black or being dark, sometimes is associated to dirtiness or something. Oh, this guy is too black, or that lady is too black, or I don't know. It's just funny stories. When I was in secondary school, I was darker or blacker than this, and I was, there were times where they were throwing jabs at me
So
that
you don't establish too now.
I probably need to do a video of mine as well too, back then and now. Right, but then again it was like they used to throw jokes at me then that are you there? We can only see your uniform because your black is ba your back is
Bro,
black.
they throw those jokes at me till today. Till
You
today.
understand? Like, it's crazy, your bag is black, you're also black, are you sure you're there? So at the point it was getting to me online, but I just took it as jokes and banter, but it gets to people, and maybe as ladies, it gets to them, and they feel like, oh, they can only be appreciated until they get lighter skin. So you have people that bleach, and they have different colors on their skin. Their knuckles are black, and their normal hand is white or light. It's weird, but
Let's
yes, it's
not
very
forget
much.
the sicknesses that come with it too, the
Yeah,
illnesses, the
exactly.
infections, all the other parts of it that people don't talk about. It's just established herself that they are
Yeah,
only
yeah.
referring to.
No,
So
yeah, but let's not also forget that there's a natural way our skin tone can become lighter, right? It doesn't really mean have to do, like, for example, we both of us, a lot of us live in Nigeria, right? Where the sun, we're just under the equator line, and our skin pigmentation will be directly affected by a lot of exposure to sunlight, right? Now, in a case where you change your location, maybe you jackbar or you hammer, you are now in a car, you're no more trekking, it will definitely affect your skin tone, right? And it may look as if you are bleaching, right? It's not actually bleaching, it's just that that's your natural skin color that is just coming out. And we you
but
understand, just
the disparity is not that open. It's not as wide as what we are seeing. You are telling me there's somebody is looking like Fanta. Before you are Coke hybrid. Now
Oh my God. I mean,
no.
we can give guys the benefit of doubt. Like, a change of maybe change of maybe a medicated
Yari,
soaps, and
the thing
it
that
doesn't
you
mean
are
you are
posting is
bleaching,
not
man.
benefit of doubt. The thing that they are posting, Yari, was not benefit of that. Those ones, they really bleached.
Anyways, we're wrapping up the podcast now. This is why we love to do podcasts, guys. We love, like, and I feel like we have a crowd. Three is a crowd. We are still looking for one more person, a female who wants to join us. We want to have a female, but like, balance three men in the podcast. I don't know, guys. I think you guys want a female to join the podcast, right? To
Oh
give
yeah,
our
definitely.
views. So if you are a female out there and you want to just give it a try, we are
Even
open
if you're an
handed.
Esther that has bleach, we
Hey,
will welcome you.
I beg, I beg, I beg, I beg. Or a poor that has bleached. We don't want
Yes.
poor that has bleached. We want Esther that
No.
has bleached, eh? Okay, guys. We're wrapping up the podcast. I don't know if you guys any final words in the next 5 seconds. Final words, guys. What do you have to say for the people? Speak a word. What do you have to say? Five words. Is it 5 words or 5 seconds, rather? Let's start Iron Man. Let me. Sorry, I have to call you guys first. Oh, yeah, Iron Man.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I've already taken the floor. You guys should just remember to share, like, comment. We want your feedback. It will help us to be able to do more podcasts, to be able to know that what we're talking about is important. If there are topics of conversation you want us to talk about, please let us know. But remember, adulting is not hard. Now you won't succeed.
This guy came on gems today, man. All right, what do you have to say for the people,
Oh my days. I don't know why I feel like doing like a rhyme with
man?
feedback,
Yeah,
you
put you
know.
on the spot.
Yeah. So guys, remember once again, we need your feedback so that we don't sit back and relapse. So I'm just saying we need that. Anyway, point is, thank you for listening. I don't have a lot of aspire to say today. I'm just saying whatever you do, show up, right? Let your actions speak. We do a lot of talks. One of my favorite videos I like on Twitter now is Udmud the Black, where he's saying "Cho cho 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 show walking,
Show
show walking."
walkings, yeah.
So whatever you do, just show walking, man. Nobody go really understand your shalai. So yeah.
Yeah. And with that, we come to the end of the podcast. It's been a wonderful 50. I think we've gone past the 50-minute mark. We've come to a wonderful podcast, guys. I really appreciate you guys for listening. And we hope you guys will be here next week when we drop another podcast. Please share with your friends, share with your family members, give us a feedback, even just one-liners. Just say, oh, guys, that was an awesome podcast. I love what you guys are doing. So with that, have a wonderful day. Sayonara. Ciao. Obrigado.
Peace.
And that's the end of another episode of the Milky Converse podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it, we hope you've loved it, and we hope you've been able to relate to it. Just before you go, please don't forget to share and follow the podcast everywhere at Milky Converse. You can also find Iyare online at Iyare underscore Imade and Ayo at The Yarn Spinner, that is Theyarnspina. Until next time, Igobi.